first aid to fast relief from headache, acid indigestion, and cold misery, always rely on Alka-Seltzer, made by Miles Laboratories, who bring you, transcribed, One Man's Family. Overheard between Henry and Clifford in the library.
Consider the way they celebrated last New Year's Eve, Clifford. Thousands of packed-in people in Times Square wearing paper hats, yelling yippee at 1950. If the way this year turned out, it might have been considerably better if they'd spent New Year's Eve in a church.
If you're lecturing me about New Year's Eve, Dad, you're wasting your breath. I'm not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today.
Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Yes, friends, Alka-Seltzer is first choice for fast headache relief. That's why so many thousands always drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer whenever they're miserable with a headache. Alka-Seltzer contains one of the world's most effective pain relievers, called sodium acetyl salicylate. And another thing, Alka-Seltzer is already in solution when you take it. It's ready to go to work instantly. That's why it brings such fast relief. Try Alka-Seltzer yourself. Always depend on Alka-Seltzer for the comforting relief you want. Remember, Alka-Seltzer.
Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Chapter 23, Book 81. Henry Barber, coming downstairs at 5:30 this late December afternoon, is wearing a blue serge suit with a Christmas shirt, a Christmas necktie, and has a Christmas handkerchief peeking from his lapel, going to his daughter Claudia's for dinner tonight. Moving now into the library, he finds his son Clifford reading the afternoon paper in the big chair by the hearth. Henry takes the second section, stands with his back to the fire as Fanny, passing the library door, calls to him.
Henry?
Yes, Fanny?
Now, don't sit down now and don't start reading the paper.
Yes.
I'm going up to get my hat, and then I'll be ready to go to Claudia's.
Yeah, yeah.
Clifford, are you all ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mom.
Claudia wants us early to see all her Christmas presents.
I saw the loot this afternoon. I'll come along in time for dinner.
Very well, but don't be late. Now, get your thing done, Henry. I'll be right down.
I see here in the paper they're advertising those all-expense parties for New Year's Eve in the nightclubs, Clifford.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. A dab of chicken a la king on a cold muffin, noise, confusion, stumbling waiters, confetti and paper horns. Yes, only $25 a plate.
Yeah.
Last New Year's Day, they published pictures of Times Square, New York, at midnight. Thousands of packed-in people yelling, yippee, at 1950. Paper hats cocked on their heads, eyes bugged out, blowing paper horns, greeting the new half-century in a state of sodden inebriation. The way this year turned out, it might have been considerably better if they'd spent New Year's Eve in a church.
If you're lecturing me about New Year's Eve, Dad, you're wasting your breath. I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, I didn't say that you should stay at home. You're a young man, Clifford. I merely made a passing comment on the ridiculous way many people celebrate the day.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to see a little party right here at home, eh? Here it is. You could invite that, Roberta Evans. Clifford.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you haven't mentioned that young woman for months now. Whatever became of Roberta Evans?
She's engaged to be married, Dan.
All right, Henry. I'm ready. Come on.
Fanny, Clifford's friend, Roberta Evans, is engaged to be married.
Why, Clifford, when did this happen?
Oh, last fall sometime.
Oh, Clifford, and she was such a nice girl.
Well, she still is, Mom. Don't use the past tense just because she's marrying outside the family.
This is too bad.
Well, I didn't have a job. I haven't got one now. I couldn't have married her if I'd wanted to.
Henry, it's time to go. Get your things on.
Yes, Henry. All right, let's go.
Are you coming with us, Clifford?
No, I'll wait and walk over with Paul and Teddy, Ma.
But they're going to Claudia's right from work.
Mom, I've seen the presents, and if you don't mind, I'm reading something here. I'll be alone.
You sit at home alone so much, Clifford.
All right, it's okay.
Henry, let's go. If we're going, let's go.
Clifford.
Hmm?
There are so many sweet girls you used to know. What became of that pretty little Irma Maxwell? And what about Sandra Adams?
Oh, Sandy Adams. Say, she was a cute thing, wasn't she?
I think you ought to keep in closer touch with your friends.
Sandy, you'll rush me to get out, and now here I am, cooling my heels in the hall.
Coming, Henry. Clifford, why don't you phone Sandra?
Hmm. Sandy Adams.
Goodbye. I'm going, honey.
That man. I'll talk to you later, Clifford.
Bye, Mom.
Hey,
Tell him, come. You wanted to go? Let's go.
Don't fuss at me, Henry.
Sandy Adams. I wonder. Cute as a kitten. I'll still be in the phone book. Adams, A-B-A-C-A-D, Adams. Hello? Oh, this is Cliff Barber speaking. Is Sandy there? Yeah, who is this? Oh, how are you, Mrs. Adams? Yeah, it has been a long time. Couple of years, I guess. May I speak to Sandy? Oh, you don't say. Well, what's her married name? Mrs. Harold Oberton. Twins. Oh, well, that's pretty nice. Me, oh, pretty much the same thing. Well, I'd love to see you, too. Okay, Mrs. Adams. What? Yes, and a happy new year to you. Bye. Yeah. Well, let's see, Maxwell, J.K.L.M. Whoever that is interfering with my homework. Oh, well. All right, hold everything.
Did somebody say come in?
Marty Pemberton, well, hello.
Hi, Cliff. I just stopped in with some things Teddy forgot when she moved out of my apartment.
Well, I'm glad she forgot them. Come on in. Here, let me take that box.
Is Teddy here?
No, she's going over to Claudia's right from the hospital tonight. But come in anyway. I'm home alone, nothing to do. Come on in the library. It's cozier in there.
You look kind of dressed up. Weren't you going somewhere, too?
Oh, just family. We're supposed to help Claudia eat up a 24-pound turkey. I don't have to be there till 6:15. There's lots of time. Sit down.
Oh, my.
Huh?
Oh, this is such a nice room, Cliff. I told Teddy Christmas it's the coziest library I've ever been in.
Oh, yeah, it's comfortable, all right. We practically live here. Sit down in a big chair.
I can't tell you how much I enjoyed being here for Christmas dinner. My old man was so tight-fisted, we never made much of Christmas at home.
Oh.
We had an orange and a couple of unshelled pecans in our Christmas stocking. We had a big day.
Oh. Where'd you come from, anyway, Marty?
Oh, up in the Motherlode country.
Oh, it's beautiful up there.
Oh, sure. Scenery's swell.
Here, now, don't sit on the edge of your chair. We got all the time in the world. And let me take your coat.
No, I'm not going to stay. Well, I'll just slip it off my shoulder. Fire is a little warm.
Marty, are you always as happy as you look?
Oh, I'm an extrovert, Cliff, I guess. I don't worry much. I think that's probably why Teddy and I have always been good friends. No areas of conflict. How is she, anyhow? She looked all put together on Christmas.
Oh, sure. Teddy's getting to be her old self now that she's moved back home.
I don't know why she suffered so much about leaving Elwood. How the dickens did she get into that marriage in the first place?
Well, Elwood's all right. He's really a pretty solid citizen.
And about as entertaining as a big mound of mud.
No, Marty, he kind of grows on you. Say, would you like something? A drink or some apple cider?
No, not a thing, really. I didn't plan to come in unless Teddy was here. I know I'm delaying you.
Now, look, as a matter of fact, when you rang, I just called up an old gal friend of mine and found out that she's married.
Is that the way you keep track of your girlfriend?
Well, you know, I haven't got a car.
Oh, I haven't you?
Oh, I don't happen to have one now. And when you've got to hike or take buses, you don't get around to see people very much. Here, that coat isn't comfortable for you. Let me hang it up.
No, just toss it on the Davenport. Hey, Claire.
What's the matter?
Teddy told me Elwood sent your father a big picture of himself in a silver frame. That's it, huh, over there on the table?
Yeah, he gave it to Mom and Dad for Christmas. He'd had it made for Teddy, I guess, and smashed it.
Not that. That's just what I mean. He may be a solid citizen. He may grow on you, but he's just kind of all thumbs awkward, isn't he?
Well, sure.
But... No, I told Teddy after I met him, he popped into my place practically at sunrise one morning looking, left-footed, saying all the wrong things. I said, Teddy, how could you get tangled up with such a guy? She said he looked different in Europe in his uniform. That may be, but she married him here in his civilian clothes.
Yeah.
Well, it stops me. Teddy's a snappy girl, Cliff. She's beautiful. Well, I fixed up a date for her with Dr. Billow, and she's been raving about her ever since. But do you think she'd follow it up? No, not Teddy. Bill's the best catch in San Francisco, and Teddy's done nothing but give him the brush off. I don't understand it.
Well, maybe she's still in a state of shock.
I hope she'll file for divorce and get it over with.
Well,
you won't think I'm nosy if I ask a question, will you?
Not if I can answer it.
Your dad isn't making any trouble about the divorce, is he?
Oh, why?
You see, that was nosy.
No,
it's... Well, never mind. It's a family matter. But anyway, I asked because, well, I could handle him, I think, if he needs a little management.
Yeah, you seem to get along with him fine Christmas.
Oh, I knew him before then.
Oh, yeah.
We had quite a hassle that day he came to call on Teddy. I didn't let his Homburg intimidate me, you know. I waded right in.
I wish I'd been there.
Well, when he crawled over to his corner, he said I was a young woman of spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of pinned his ears back. We got along just great.
What did you say to him?
Oh, I told him to stay in his own bailiwick and Teddy'd stay in hers. You know, Cliff, he likes a fight.
Oh.
What's a fight?
You know, Morty, you are an original.
Hmm?
The good Lord made you, and then he broke the pattern.
Is that supposed to be a compliment?
Well, you don't want to be like all other women, do you?
No, but I'd just as soon be 4 pounds thinner and look more like Hedy Lamarr.
Oh.
I don't know that being unique's getting me anywhere. But nights, when I'm sitting home alone, I can say to myself, well, anyhow, Morty, Cliff Barber says you're different.
Morty.
Hmm?
What are you doing New Year's Eve?
What I did last year. Wash my hair and listen to the radio. You got any better ideas?
Oh, I've got a honey, Morty. You and I are going out and paint the town.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment.
Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Yes, friends, Alka-Seltzer. First, fast, and always. The first thing to do when you've had a busy, hectic day and you come home feeling tired out and work-weary is drink a glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer and see how fast you feel better. That's right. Always depend on Alka-Seltzer. Relax and freshen up with Alka-Seltzer. Just dissolve one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water, then drink the sparkling, refreshing solution this makes. See how quickly and effectively Alka-Seltzer can relieve the tired, tense, aching muscles and headache. How its alkalizing properties actually help speed recovery from the fatigue itself. Yes, Alka-Seltzer offers real relief from that tense, tired feeling that follows a hectic day of nervous tension and hard work. Try it, won't you? Alka-Seltzer, when you come home from a work-weary day, and also before you go to bed. Remember, Alka-Seltzer.
Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Here's the family again.
Hello, Claude. Cliff, say, would it be okay for you if I don't come over for dinner? Huh? I got a date. Yeah, a dinner date with a gal. Yeah, it came up kind of suddenly, but those sudden things are interesting sometimes.
Mother's one-a-day brand multiple vitamins taken every day give complete protection against the let-down, all-in, pepless feeling that results from a lack of any or all of the known essential vitamins. Health surveys indicate that millions of school children show definite signs of vitamin deficiency disease. Protect your family. Don't let lack of vitamins interfere with the normal growth, energy, and progress of your children. Remember, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins protect. Remember that name and the package. Blue with a big one. Remember, one-a-day brand vitamins. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Teddy hears from Elwood, Chapter 24, Book 81. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.